Tobacco use is considered the leading preventable cause of death in the world. According to the World Health Organization, tobacco-related illnesses kill an estimated 5 million people every year, and health officials predict the annual death toll will double by 2020 if current smoking trends continue. This past week, the International Tobacco Control Community met in Washington for the first time since a landmark public health treaty went into effect last year. The agreement seeks to curb tobacco use worldwide through higher cigarette taxes and limits on tobacco advertising and promotion, among other things. We decided to check in with Dr. Armando Peruga of the World Health Organization about the global impact of smoking today. He said the so-called tobacco epidemic is increasing rapidly.
Right now, there's more than 1 billion people all over the world that smoke. And as you well said, there are a number of people, 5 million right now, that die every year. And it's increasing. And by the end of this century, if we do nothing, we will have 1 billion people killed by this epidemic caused by a legal product. Basically because the developing world is beginning to smoke. And also there's an increase in population. So we're seeing that in poor countries, the number of people that smoke is increasing very, very rapidly.
Smoking rates have actually gone down in the U.S. and Europe.
Yeah, the prevalence, meaning the proportion of people that smoke. And if you look at number of cigarettes smoke in United States and Europe, you will see a stable number of cigarettes consumed. But if you look at countries that are poor, you will see numbers that are skyrocketing in terms of number of cigarettes.
What's behind that rise?
The tobacco industry. There's a very simple explanation. Tobacco industry is marketing with force their product to the third world. In many countries, not only in Latin America, governments are taking a very proactive action in terms of passing legislation. And we're seeing now countries that are losing fear of the tobacco industry. And we have the example of Uruguay that just turned in March completely smoke-free. The first country in Latin America that turned completely smoke-free.
Uruguay,
yeah. It's not a big country. It's 3 million people, but it's a start. And it means that people are not allowed to smoke in any indoor places, whether restaurants, bars, or government offices, whatever.
When you look at all of the health problems facing the world today, how do you rank tobacco? Where does it fit?
Well, tobacco is one of the main problems countries are facing. And you see that in the developed world, tobacco is the leading risk factor. In other countries, it's ranked second, third, and fourth, but still one of the first five risk factors, along with sometimes malnutrition. And it's very strange to see a country, a poor country, which is sharing a so-called poor country problem, such as malnutrition, with a so-called rich country problems such as tobacco. But you're seeing that right now in many countries, kind of a double burden.
So smoking is no longer only accessible to people who have wealth.
That's true. You have to remember that tobacco is marketed at very, very, very low prices. Not only that, it creates addiction. And we see in countries like Bangladesh in which families and that have smokers are spending a sizable amount of money that would be equivalent to about 800 calories of food per day, which could save the lives of many people.
The World Conference on Tobacco or Health meets every 3 years. And I did a story about where this fight against tobacco was going, how it was going to play out. And I noticed on this year's agenda, there was an actual, agenda item called the end game.
Mm-hmm.
What is the end game? What do tobacco control advocates want to see? A world with no cigarettes?
Well, what we want to see basically is a reduction of mortality and morbidity due to tobacco. We have seen that most of the smokers of the world ask if tobacco is bad, they will say yes, it's bad. But when you ask them why, very few are able to tell you what are exactly the impact they're having on their health. About 60% will mention lung cancer, but after that it drops to 30 or 20% of smokers that can mention something, for example, a heart attack. So we still have this myth that smokers know that tobacco is bad. And it's not true, because they cannot relate to a specific problem. And health warnings are going to accomplish that goal, relating their general idea that tobacco causes some harm to the specific harm, so they can personalize that.
Dr. Armando Peruga is a tobacco control expert with the World Health Organization. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, thank you.